والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah who in His infinite mercy has spared our lives up to this moment. Inshallah, we shall continue with our study in this book titled Aqidat al-Tawheed, written by Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan bin Abdullah al-Fawzan. For those who attended our last lesson, we were discussing about the approach of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah in interpreting the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed extensively on how the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah see this name and attributes. We said Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah relate to this name according to what is written in the Quran and the Sunnah. Okay? They affirm Allah's name and attributes, and they do not liken them to the attributes of the creation. Okay? And we said that Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah believe that this name and attributes have meaning. They can be understood. But how they are is what is not known. That we delegate knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the scholar went ahead to mention some sects in Islam that reject names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of these sects reject all the names and attributes of Allah. They believe these names and attributes are just words, they have no meaning. While some affirm some names and they reject some. Okay? So inshallah, and the scholar mentioned that these texts that have deviated from the path of the Sunnah of the Prophet, their ambiguity is that they argue that if we affirm these names and attributes, that will necessarily mean that we are comparing Allah to His attributes, to His creation. Okay? That's their problem. So in order to run away from this, they try to reject all these names and attributes. To them, if you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is astami', He is the all-hearing, that necessarily means that you are saying that Allah hears the way His creation hears. Okay? So in order not to liken or compare Allah to His creation, it's better you just say, if astami' is just the word, you don't know the meaning. Okay? Or to reject some of these attributes. Now, the scholar continues by saying, وَرَضُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُ. Today, he is going to refute this argument. Alright, this particular ambiguity that this people have. So he said, reputation against them can be done in wudu, meaning from different perspectives. Are you on the page? Now, he said, the first perspective from which we can refute this argument is to say that what? Says أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أثبت لنفسه الأسماء والصفات. We should say that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has affirmed to Himself these names and attributes. وأثبتها له رسوله. And His messenger has also affirmed to Him these names and attributes. فنفيها فنفيها عن الله أو نفي بعضها. So negating these names from Allah or negating some of them. Nafiyun lima asbatahu Allahu wa rasuluhu. Alright? Negating them is tantamount to negating what Allah and His Messenger have affirmed. Wa hadha mushadatu lillahi wa rasuluhu. And this is clear opposition to Allah and His Messenger. Okay? What he's trying to say here is this, that these people that are rejecting some of these names and attributes, we can review the idea by saying that Allah SWT in the Quran calls Himself by this name. He describes Himself by this attribute. The Prophet of Allah in his various ahadith also called Allah and described Him with this name and attribute.
So if Allah does not want this name, he will have all the 7 names. Okay, so for you to negate them, you are like opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. That is what he's saying. And what you have time, the second perspective from which we can refute the argument is to say that what? Annahu is to say that la yalzam min wujudi hadhihi sifat fil makhluqin aw min tasammi ba'd al makhluqin bi shay'in min tilka al asma al mushabahatu bayna Allah wa khalqihi. What does it mean? He said wujud hadhihi sifat fil makhluqin, the presence of this attribute in some in the creations of Allah. أَوْ تَسَمِّي بَعْضُ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ تِلْكَ الْأَسْمَاءِ. Or the fact that some of Allah's creatures bear some of these names. لا يلزم. This does not necessarily necessitate المشابهة بين الله وخلقه. It doesn't necessitate similarity between Allah and His creation. فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ أَسْمَاءُ وَصِفَاتُ تَخُصُّ. Because Allah Ta'ala has names and attributes that are peculiar to Him. وَلِلْمَخْلُوقِينَ أَسْمَاءٌ وَصِفَاتٌ تَخُصُّهُمْ. And the creations also have names and attributes that are peculiar to them. You understand? فَكَمَا أَنَّ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى ذَاتًا لَا تُشْبِهُ ذَوَاتُ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. So just like Allah Ta'ala has itself, which is not similar to the self of the creation, فَلَهُ أَسْمَاءٌ وَصِفَاتٌ لَا تُشْبِي أَسْمَاءَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ وَصِفَاتِهِ. So he also has names and attributes that are not similar to the names and attributes of the creation. وَالْإِشْتِرَاكُ فِي الْإِسْمِ وَالْمَعْنَى الْعَامِ لَا يُوجِبُ الْإِشْتِرَاكُ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ. Okay, he says partnership, al-ishtirak, partnership in فِي الْإِسْمِ, in the name. وَالْمَعْنَى الْعَامِ and general meaning, لَا يُوجِبُ الْإِشْتِرَاكُ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ. That does not necessitate partnership in the reality. Meaning the fact that two separate entities share a common name does not mean they are the same. Okay? They can share the common name, but they are separate in their reality. فَقَدْ سَمَّ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ عَلِيمًا. He goes to give us an example now. فَقَدْ سَمَّ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ عَلِيمًا. Allah called himself Alim. Alright, the all-knowing. حَلِيمًا, the forbearing. Allah called himself as Halim. وَسَمَّ بَعْضَ عِبَادِهِ عَلِيمًا. And he also called some of his servants as Alim also. فَقَالَ وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. Alright, here is the story of Prophet Ibrahim. When the angels came to him and they gave him the glad tidings of what? وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. They gave him the glad tidings of a son, Alim, who is going to be knowledgeable. So Allah refers to this son as Alim. So yani his heart. That was in the case of his heart. وَسَمَّ آخر حَلِيمًا. Ibrahim had two sons. The other one is Ismail. In his own narration, Allah refers to him as Halim, the forbearing, the one who is patient. Alright, فَقَالَ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Allah said, we gave him blood tidings of a son who is going to be Halim, who is going to be forbearing. Yani Ismail, meaning Ismail now. وَلَيْسَ الْعَلِيمُ كَالْعَلِيمُ. Yet what Allah refers to his heart as Alim, his own Alim is not the same as Alim of Allah, isn't it? So he said, وَلَيْسَ الْعَلِيمُ كَالْعَلِيمُ. وَلَا الْحَلِيمُ كَالْحَلِيمُ. Therefore, when Allah refers to Ismail as Alim, his own Alim is not like that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fact that two separate entities share a common name does not mean they are the same in their reality. Now, he said, وَصَمَّ نَفْسَهُ. فَقَالَ. Allah also called himself. In another verse, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is سَمِيعًا. He is the all-hearing. بَصِيرًا is the all-seeing. وَسَمَّ بَعْضَ عِبَادِهِ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. He also called some of his servants as what? سَمِيعًا and بَصِيرًا also. فَقَالَ. Allah says in another verse, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Allah says, we have created man, min nutfatin amshad, from a mixed drop of sperm. Alright, that is the sperm of man and a woman. From a mixed drop of sperm, that's amshad. Nabi Talihi, in order to try him, وَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. And was made him to be سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Hearing and seeing. Yes, the whole hearing is not the same thing as that of Allah. That's why he says, وَلَيْسَ السَّمِيعُ فَالسَّمِيعُ. Alright, وَلَا الْبَصِيرُ فَالْبَصِيرُ. So when we say man is hearing, it doesn't mean that man hears the way Allah hears. And when we say man sees, it doesn't mean that man sees the way Allah sees. He gave another example of seeing. He said, وَسَمَّا نَفْسَهُ الْرَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah referred to himself as what? الرَّعُوفُ, the one who is full of pity. الرَّحِيمُ, the one who is merciful. وَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَعُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ very Allah is full of pity and full of mercy to people. In Surah Al-Hajj. وَسَمَّ بَعْضَ عِبَادِهِ رَعُوفًا رَحِيمًا. And he also refers to some of his servants as what? رَعُوفًا الرَّحِيمُ. وَقَالَ Allah says, وَقَالَ the Prophet Muhammad now. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. Allah is describing the Prophet. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. Indeed, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ. Indeed, a messenger from among yourselves has come to you. This messenger, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. It grieves him, it makes him worry. Anything that will be difficult for you. The Prophet is worried, he feels the pain of anything that will be difficult for his ummah. That's one of عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. Anything that will be difficult for you grieves the Prophet. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is anxious over you people. He is anxious that you receive guidance. He is anxious that you will save from hellfire. صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Alright, رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That he is full of pity and full of mercy to the believer. So Allah described the Prophet as what? Ra'uf and Rahim. He said, وَلَيْسَ الرَّؤُوفُ كَالرَّؤُوفُ. Yet, the Prophet's pity is not like that of Allah. وَلَوْ رَحِيمُ كَالرَّحِيمُ. Likewise, the Prophet's mercy is not like that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was why, you know, in one of the battles of the Prophet, after the battle has been concluded, alright, and they gathered the war booty and those that were captured among the enemy, women and some of their soldiers also. The companions and the Prophet were standing and they were looking at the captive and they saw a woman. She was going up and down, desperately, full of worry. She didn't even care that she is now a captive. She didn't even look at the guard around her. She was just going up and down, looking helter-skelter. Later, she found a very small child. She was actually looking for her baby. Okay? She found the child. Immediately, she found the child. She grabbed the child, lifted the child up, and cleaned the child's body, and immediately began to breastfeed the child. Do you understand? And the companions and the Prophet were all working, and she was bleeding. Then the Prophet asked the companions, you saw what this woman just did now. He said, yes. You can all see how merciful this woman is to her baby. He said, yes. He asked them, do you think this woman can throw her baby into hellfire? They said, it's not possible. The way she has shown so much care and concern for this baby, she cannot throw this baby into hellfire. Because that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to his servant than this woman is to her baby. 7 times. You understand? So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to cover here as Rahim. Alright? The Prophet is Rahim. Yes, it's all wrong, but it's nothing compared to the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? That's why in the Quran Allah says what? Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Alright? My rahmah encompasses all things. You understand? So the fact that human being or any of the creations of Allah bear the same name with the name of Allah, that does not mean they are the same. Do you understand? So by the time we affirm Allah's name and attributes, we are not likening Allah to his creation. We are not comparing him to his creation. وَكَذَلِكَ وَصَفَ نَفْسَهُ بِالصِّفَاتِ. Likewise, Allah describes himself with a number of attributes. وَصَفَ عِبَادَهُ بِنَظِيرِ ذَلِكَ. And he describes his servants with similar things. Meaning, call him like an example of Allah's statement, وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ. Alright, Allah says that his creation, لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ. They cannot encompass anything from his own knowledge. Alright, we cannot know anything about Allah except the little that he informs us about himself. So in this verse, Allah is talking about his own knowledge. وَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ. They cannot encompass anything from his knowledge. For what of a nafsahu bin ilm, Allah describes himself with knowledge. For what of a ibadahu bin ilm, in other words, he describes his own servants as people who have knowledge also. وَقَالَ وَمَا أُوْتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ illa qalila. That is, you have not been given knowledge except what? Except very little. Yet he affirmed that we have been given knowledge, isn't it? Even though it is little, but he affirmed that we have been given knowledge. Waqala, he also said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Alright, that above or over any person, anybody who has knowledge is what is Alim, is the all knowing. Meaning Allah is over and above anyone who has knowledge. Okay? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا عِلْمٍ. Now, Allah he describes some people by saying, he said, those who have been given ilm, those who have been given knowledge, they say, people of knowledge say. So, in our book, you can see he has described himself as having knowledge, and he has also described his situation as having knowledge. Also, for next one, in other words, Allah describes himself with strength, that he has strength. وَقَالَ Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ verily Allah لَقَوِيٌّ. Allah is strong, عَزِيزٌ, He is mighty. Okay? That is in sort of hard. In other words, again, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. Verily Allah is الرَّزَّاقُ. He is the all provider. He is one who provides. Zulkuwa, he is the owner of strength, al-Mateen, alright, and strong. Do you understand? He said, well, what about Ibadahu Zulkuwa? Then he also described his servant with strength also. Waqala, he Allah says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min dha'fi. Allah says, he is one who has created you in a state of weakness. That's when we are born as children. Everybody is born in that state of weakness. When you are born, there's nothing you can do for yourself. Everything will be done for you, isn't it? A small child is very weak. So Allah says, Allah who says, Allah is one who has created you in a state of weakness. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ بَعْدٍ قُوَّةٍ. Then he gave you, after this weakness, he gave you strength. That's when you grow up and you become strong. Okay? He now said what? ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. Then after that weakness again, Allah gave you what? Weakness again. That's when you become old now. Okay? He said, ثُمَّ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا وَشَيْبًا. He gave you weakness and shaiba. That's gray hair. Okay? So, you are born weak, then you become strong, then you come back to weakness again. Okay? That is the reason of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In again, Zalika and other parts like that. The point of emphasizing here is that Allah describes us as what? As people having strength also. He gave you strength after weakness. While you also say he is also having strength. Yet, human strength is nothing compared to the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَمَعْلُومُ. It is well known. أَنَّ أَسْمَاءَ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ تَقُصُّهُ وَتَلِيهُ بِهِ. It is known that Asma Allah, that the names of Allah, وَصِفَاتِهِ and his attributes, تَقُصُّهُ, they are peculiar to him. وَتَلِيهُ بِهِ and they are speaking to him. وَأَسْمَاءُ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ تَقُصُّهُ and the names of his creations are peculiar to them. وَتَلِيهُ بِهِ and they are speaking to them. وَلَا يَلْفُ مِنَ الْإِشْتِرَاكِ فِي الْإِسْمِ وَالْمَعْنَى الْإِشْتِرَاكُ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ. Alright? That is the fact that the two entities share a common name and meaning, that does not necessarily mean they are the same in their reality. Okay? وَذَلِكَ لِعَدَمِ التَّمَاثُمْ بَيْنَ الْمُسَمِّيَنِ وَالْمَوْسُفِينَ. Why? Because there is no similarity between the two names and the two attributes. وَهَذَا ظَانِكْ. And this is very obvious. وَالْحَمْدُلُلَّهِ. Al-Wajh al-Thalith, the fourth perspective from which we can refute the argument of this text is to say that one. أَنَّ الَّذِي لَيْسَ لَهُ صِفَاتٌ صِفَاتُ كَمَالٍ لَا يَسْمُهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ إِلَهًا. It's to tell them that the one that has no attribute of perfection, لَا يَسْمُهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ إِلَهًا, is not befitting to be a deity of worship. You understand? وَلِهَذَا قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ. That was also what Ibrahim said to his father. لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ. He was telling his father, why are you worshipping that which does not hear and does not see? You understand? So it means that even by human reasoning, any deity that has limitation, that has no attributes of perfection, is not befitting to be a god, isn't it? And that's why Ibrahim was condemning his people, was telling them, why are you worshipping something that does not see and does not hear? Okay? وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. Allah also says, فِي رَدِّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ عَبَدُوا الْعِجْلَ. in refuting those who worship the cow, that is a baby cow. This happened during the time of Musa. You know, when Musa saved the Banu Israel, the Jews, from the torment of Fir'aun. Okay? After Fir'aun has been destroyed, Musa kept them in a particular place with his brother Harun and said, wait for me here, let me go and communicate with Allah one more time. When he went to communicate with Allah one more time, before he came back, what did the Jews do? They carved a baby cow and they started worshiping it. When Harun tried to stop them, he said, you will not listen to you. This is what we are going to do. Isn't it? Allah repeated them for doing that. What did Allah say? Allah says, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Can't they see that this thing they created, لَا يُكَلِّمُهُ, it doesn't speak to them. وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا, and cannot guide them to the way. So what is Allah saying? Allah is indirectly saying that if this thing, this creator, this idol, do not see, they do not hear, they do not speak, then they are not speaking to the deity. That indirectly means that him, Allah SWT, is seeing. Him is hearing and him who speak. Isn't it? And that's why he's saying that these ones are not befitting to be deity. We understand. So this automatically shows that Allah SWT has names and attributes. Al-Wadu Rabi, the first perspective from which you can refute the argument is that the Allah is God of Sifat, Kamalu. Affirming this attribute is a sign of perfection. ونفيها نفسه negating them is defection. فالذي ليس له صفات, anything that has no attribute, إما معدوم, then that thing is non-existent. Anything that is in existence must have attributes, must have characteristics, isn't it? This thing is in existence. We can describe it. It has blood, it has candles, it has the love, it has it. Anything that is in existence must have characteristics. So if you now say Allah has no characteristics, you are like Allah is non-existent. That's the implication. Do you understand? That's why he's saying that for Levi, let's run with the part. Anything that has no characteristics or attributes, imma ma'adun, is either that thing is non-existent, or imma naqi, or that thing is defective. Wallahu ta'ala unazza an zalik. Allah ta'ala is purified from that. Al-Wajhu al-Fan, the sixth perspective from which we can refer the argument is to say, anna ta'wil al-sifat. Changing the interpretation of this attribute and Zahiriya from their direct interpretation, La Dalilu Alim, there is no evidence for that. We mentioned in the past that some sects, what they do is change the interpretation of these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? For example, I gave examples. Some of them, when they are reading the Quran, for example, and they read Allah says, Wa ghadiba Allahu alayhi, how do you translate it? وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with them. They say, how can you say Allah is angry? Instead of ghadab, they say, Allah will punish them. So they change anger to punishment. So they are changing the interpretation of this thing from their direct interpretation. We tell them that this change that you go again, what's the evidence for that? Can you go bring any evidence where the Prophet of Allah changed the interpretation of this thing? Do you understand? So there is no evidence for that. That's why he says that we must be part. Changing the interpretation of this attribute and vanilla from their direct translation, la jadida alim. There is no evidence for it. For who are baafin, so it is false. Wa tafwidu ma'nahu yalzam minhu anna allaha khatabana fil quran bima la nafhu ma'nahu. He said, wa tafwidu ma'nahu, delicating its meaning. I told you again, there are some texts who say that these names are just words. We don't know their meaning. We dedicate the entire meaning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it? He's saying that doing that will mean that what? يَلْزَ مِنْهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَصَبَنَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ بِمَا لَا نَفْحَ مَنَهُ. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has communicated to us in the Quran with something that we don't understand. Because if you say this name, Jami'an, Basiran, Halima, all have no meaning. That means Allah has revealed things in the Quran that nobody knows the meaning. ما أنه أمرنا أن ندعوه بأسمائه. That's why the fact that Allah commanded us to call him by this name. Isn't it? Allah said, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. So Allah belongs to this name. Call him by this name. Do you understand? Therefore, كيف ندعوه بما لا نفهم معناه. How can we be calling him with something that we don't know the meaning? وَأَمَرَنَا بِتَدَبُّرِ الْقُرْآنِ كُلَّهُ. And he commanded us to ponder over the meaning of the Quran. Allah says in Afala yatadabbaruna al-Quran. Don't they ponder over the Quran? Okay, for Yahuna bitadabbur wala yufhamalahu. How can Allah be commanding us to ponder over something that nobody knows the meaning? You understand? That's why it's not for me to say that this means have no meaning. It must have meaning. Otherwise, Allah is commanding you to do what is impossible. To ponder over something nobody knows the meaning. This is not possible. It says, فَتَبَجَّ لَمِنْهَذَا From all this, it becomes clear. أَنَّهُ لَا قُدَّ مِنْ إِثْبَاتِ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِ That we must affirm the names and attributes of Allah. أَلَا الْوَجْهِ اللَّائِكُ بِاللَّهِ In a manner that deceives Allah. Okay? In a manner that deceives Allah's deeds, in a manner that deceives His Majesty. Allah hears in a manner that deceives His Majesty. His seeing and hearing is not like that of the creation. I gave you an example last time about the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the story of what Al-Mujadila, you know, the woman who came to the Prophet to complain about her husband, saying that her husband has done what we call a zihar. You know zihar? That is when a man says to his wife, your back to me is like the back of my mother. It was something that was very prevalent among the Arabs during the Jahiliyyah. When a man is tired of his wife, he will say to her, as henceforth, you are like my mother. Your back to me is like the back of my mother. Meaning, if I sleep with you, I'm like sleeping with my mother. Yet, he will not divorce her. You see how wicked they were? Yes. So the woman will be left hanging. She is not divorced. She cannot go and marry other men outside. And her husband is not cohabiting with her again. So it's just there hanging. Do you understand? So a woman came to complain to the Prophet that her husband did the same to her. But after she has spent her entire life with him, she's now old. So she got married to this man while she was very young. And she spent all her life with him. She gave birth to children to the point that now she cannot give birth to children again. Alright, she has attained menopause, for example. You get it? So after he has taken advantage of all her life, at the end of the day, he is now leaving her hanging like that. You understand? So she was complaining to the Prophet. While they were in that state, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was saying that I was in one corner of the room. I could not hear everything that this woman was saying to the Prophet. I'm hearing some words, I'm not hearing some. Yet Allah reveals the heart. What did Allah say? God is telling me, Allahu awla allati tujadiluka fi zawjiha. Allah has heard the statement of the woman that is telling, that is discussing with you about her husband. What is Aisha saying? He said that how great is the hearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From us, Allah says, I hear what this woman is saying. Me that I'm close to them in the same room, I'm not hearing what she's saying. Do you understand? So what we say, Allah is a semi. Allah's hearing is not like that of human beings. Allah hears everybody at the same time in all places. No. It says, وَتَبَيَّنَ مِنْ هَذَا أَنَّهُ لَبُدَّ مِنْ إِثْبَاتِ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ From this, it becomes clear that we must affirm the name and attributes of Allah. أَلَى الْوَجِهِ أَلَّهِ إِلَّهِ In a manner that precedes Allah. مَعَ النَّبِي مُشَابَهَةِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ In addition to negating, comparison, or similarity to the attributes of the creation. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى جَفَتْ Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ Allah says, there is nothing comparable to Him. Alright? وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ Yet He still affirmed the name. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ He is the all-hearing and all-seeing. فَنَفَى عَنْ نَفْسِهِ مُمَاثَلَ مُمَاثَلَ الْأَشْيَاءِ So Allah negated from Himself similarity with other things. وَأَثْبَتَ لَهُ السَّمْعُ وَالْبَصْرُ Yet He affirmed to Himself hearing and seeing. فَدَلَّ عَلَى أَنَّ إِثْبَاتَ الصِّفَاتِ لَا يَلْزَمْ مِنْهُ التَّشْبِيهِ So this means that affirming the attributes of Allah does not necessitate comparing Him to His creation. وَعَلَى وُجُوبِ إِثْبَاتِ الصِّفَاتِ مَعَ نَفْيِ الْمُشَابَهَةِ This was also indicates that it is obligated for us to affirm this attribute in addition to negating comparison. وَهَذَا مَعْنَى قَوْلِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ النَّبِي وَالْإِثْبَاتِ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ And this is the meaning of the view of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah when they talk about negation and affirmation in the name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِثْبَاتِ بِلَا تَنْزِيلِ We affirm without likening it to that of creation. وَتَنْزِيلِ بِلَا تَعْزِيلِ And we purify Allah, alright, without disregarding the name of His name. That's ta'zeel. Ta'zeel means to disregard, to say that this word, the name names are just ordinary words, they have no meaning. Alright, so we glorify Allah, but we will not disregard the meaning of his name and attributes. With this, we have come to the end of this chapter that's talking about the name and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in our next class, we will enter chapter 3. Alright, chapter 3 of the book talking about Fi Bayan al-Shirk. We are going to discuss the meaning of shirk in the Sharia. والانحراف في حياة البشرية. We are going to discuss how people have deviation in the life of mankind. The ولمحة تاريخية عن الكفر. It's also going to give a brief history of disbelief. والانحراف and also atheism. والشرك and shirk والنفاق and hypocrisy. Alright, these are the issues that we are going to look at in the chapter 3 of the book. We are going to talk extensively about shirk, kufur, al-had, and al-nifaq. Inshallah ta'ala. We'll stop here. Whatever was said right, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for it. Whatever was gone wrong, may Allah forgive us, and may Allah increase us in knowledge. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Inshallah ilaha illa anta. Ask us to take our if there are questions, I will answer before the Muslim question, inshallah.